Now, the rest of the story. Ted was a frail, asthmatic young man. He was considered odd by his college classmates, but he had the soul of a romantic poet. Alice Lee was the daughter of a wealthy Boston banker, and when Ted met Alice, the very moment he met her, he fell in love with her, and he never fell out. We'd not know terribly much about their relationship except for the love letters which survived them, and that brings us to the rest of the story. Ted was a real marshmallow. Particularly when it came to Alice, he called her his pretty pink baby. From the first, he was obsessed. When no other transportation was available, he would walk to visit her home 6 miles away. Quite often, he could not sleep for thinking about her, so he would roam the nearby forest, sometimes all night. Alice was unimpressed in the beginning. Her earliest notes to Ted were accordingly cool. Such correspondence sent the young man tumbling into depression until at last Alice returned his love. And then after a joyous 15-month courtship, the two became one. 39 love letters remain as an eloquent testimony to their mutual devotion. 23 written by Ted and 16 by Alice. Here is one, for instance. One time when they were apart, sentimental Ted wrote, and I quote, "Sweetest little wife, I think all the time of my little laughing, teasing beauty and how pretty she is and how she goes to sleep in my arms, and I could almost cry. I love you so." On another occasion, quote, "My little sweet pure queen, I have had no one to jog my arm and make me blot the paper while I was writing. It always made me rather bad-tempered, but I loved it all the same," end quote. Once in a while, romantic Ted would get discouraged, and in writing Alice would counter, quote, "You must never think it would have been better for me if we had not met. I should die without you, and there is not another man I could ever have loved in this world." Ted was away on business when Alice wrote, quote, "I'm feeling well tonight, but I'm very much worried about your little mother. Her fever is still very high, and the doctor is rather afraid of typhoid." And the following day, Ted received a happy telegram relating the birth of his daughter, and shortly thereafter another telegram, one saying that his mother had passed away. And so, of kidney failure following childbirth, had Alice passed away. That's right. His wife and his mother had died within hours of each other, and on St. Valentine's Day. 4 years to the day from his formal engagement to Alice, Ted's sweetheart, who by her own admission would die without him, did. From that cold winter and forever after, Ted would not even bear to hear Alice's name. In fact, it was thought that he, grief-stricken, had destroyed their love letters until the recent discovery, which has reacquainted the world with their love. And newly introduced to you, a man you never knew. You see, history most often views Ted figuratively as carrying a big stick. But you've just now, for the first time, heard him speak softly. You knew him as a big game hunter and a fighter. Now you know him as a lover, not the rough rider. Now you've met the romantic Teddy Roosevelt. For now you know the rest of the story.